Hey-ho, this is Matty V coming in again with another episode of the Fattening America weekly podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things that I've come across in my weight loss journey. Well, last week's episode didn't happen. Having technical difficulties, my computer's motherboard decided to fry itself. I had to quickly set up another computer, and in amongst trying to get that set up with all the podcasting software and everything like that, it just didn't happen. Last week was kind of a crappy week, and I mean literally crappy. My son came home from school on Tuesday because he pooped his pants twice. And then on Wednesday, apparently he had explosive diarrhea on the bus, so I had to quickly go get him. Turns out the him and several of his classmates got some sort of rotavirus, and a bunch of other classmates were sent home with the same thing. So it wasn't just him. It was a bunch of kids that got hit with it. I've been taking mornings off to watch him while my wife was at work. And just, it's been like I said, a crappy week last week. So I apologize if you tune in every week to listen to my words of wisdom, listen to my crappy life stories. Get inspiration, whatever you do when you download these pods each and every week. I can say that it happened. I didn't expect it to happen so soon, but it did. And what am I talking about? I am talking about a conversation that I had on Friday morning with a fellow pool user that I've dubbed Queen Bee. And the reason I dub her Queen Bee is because that's basically how she operates. She's one of these ladies that is basically, or is, I guess in her own mind, the queen of the pool. She wants to know everything about everybody. And she's not afraid to go from person to person, have conversations to get the latest juicy gossip. But yeah, she'll flip from one person to another and get juicy tidbits on what's going on in their lives. And on the flip side, she'll sit there and complain about all the things going on in her life. But on Friday morning, when I got there, there was only one other swimmer using the pool, and that was kind of a odd thing, especially at 5:30 in the morning. Usually at 5:30 in the morning, there's a bunch of people using the pool, but for some reason Friday, it was dead. I don't mind that it was dead. It was, hey, you know, I got the spot that I wanted. It's a coveted spot that I call it Charlotte's spot, because the old lady that uses that, her name is Charlotte, and every morning that she's there, she always gets that spot. I've learned to, if I get to the pool before her, not to take that spot, because otherwise I'll get dirty looks and frowns the rest of the time that I'm in the pool. So if I don't take that spot, she gets it. She's a happy camper, and we move on. But anyway, I had Charlotte's spot, and that's a coveted spot, and I could see why. The spot is the borderline between the shallow and when the pool starts to slope down into the deep end. And right at that spot, it's about 4 feet. The further you get away from that spot in the shallow, it goes down to about 3.5 feet. So right there, you get an extra 6 inches, a little bit more resistance as far as the water. Makes your arms work a little bit harder because the water's coming up to your chest rather than your stomach. And it gives you a little bit better workout. So I could see why she constantly wants that spot. So Friday, that spot was mine. And I got to work doing my exercise for about 10 minutes or so. And then Queen Bee shows up. And she looks around the pool, notices there was only me and another another person. She looked a little bit dejected, but got into the pool, and one of the first things she says to me, "Somebody told me that you're here before the pool opens. Is that true?" I said, "Yes, I'm here about 20 after 5, and so I can be in the pool by 5 o'clock, 5:30. She says, "Wow." She says, that's really dedication. And so it ended up that Queen Bee was unceremoniously forced to have a conversation with me. I didn't mind. I actually thought it was a good thing. That way I could let her know what I want to let her know, because I know that anything that I tell her is going to get back to the other people that use the pool. And that would work to my advantage, because then she could tell them about my car accident. She could tell them that I go to the pool twice a day, and a lot of other little tidbits that I shared with her during our 20-minute conversation together before one of her friends showed up and she stopped talking to me and started talking to this friend. But I thought that that was good, because then she could let other people know about me, and that might break down some barriers so that these other water walkers would talk to me. I've been keeping to myself, really, and unless somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, my name is so-and-so, how are you doing?" I just pretty much keep to myself, because I'm there to really exercise and not socialize. And especially when it comes to Queen Bee, she drags people down. So they're not getting the pace that they want. They're not going as fast as what they want, because they're having to slow down to keep up with her as she's talking. But anyway, had my conversation with her, let her know about what was going on in my life, why I was there. This past Saturday marked 1 year since my accident. October 12, 2012 is when I had my accident. So it's 1 year ago on Saturday that it happened, and my life changed forever. And after talking with her and spending this weekend, I'd just been thinking about myself and just all the changes in the past year. I mean, initially after the accident happened, I wasn't sure if I would ever be able to walk again, you know? I wasn't sure if, I don't know. Those first few weeks were kind of a dark time for me, because I didn't know what the future was going to hold. Would I be able to walk long distances? Would I be confined to a wheelchair? Would eventually they have to amputate? All these things ran through my mind, and now that I reflect back on them, I can look back and see that I've come quite a long ways, that I believe that up to this point I've exceeded what the surgeon was expecting. I'm a little bit, he wanted me to be functional. He didn't, I don't believe from our conversations, I lost my train of thought there. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, there's still stuff that I can't do, but there's a lot of stuff that I didn't think I would be able to do after the accident that I'm able to do, such as walking short distances without a cane, taking small flights of stairs. I mean, you know, like 4 or 5 stairs, I'm able to take them in succession instead of one at a time. What else? I'm able to tolerate getting in a pool. You know, the pool has stairs, and I'm able to get down the stairs and exercise. One of the things that I'm really thankful for is that the doctor required me to join a gym and do water walking, and that he also highly and strongly recommended that I go early in the morning before I start my day. I think that's really helped me out a lot, and let me tell you why. When I first lost the 250 pounds. Okay, I was waking up at 4:30 in the morning and exercising from 5 to about 6:30. I'd go out and do a 45-minute run, and then I'd come back and I would do between 30 and 45 minutes of exercise through one of the Biggest Loser DVDs. And then at lunch, I would go out and do an hour of walking. So that being up that early and doing all that stuff really helped me out initially in my weight loss. When I started up again last fall and really started to get serious with it before my accident, I mean, I was waking up at 6 o'clock and only doing maybe a half hour of exercise, doing a half hour exercise DVD. Actually, I don't think I was even doing that. I was doing the 30-day jumpstart, so I was doing maybe 20 minutes at that point. But now, with the motivation and the ability to go to a gym, I'm there at 5:30 in the morning, and I'll exercise until 5 after 6. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll go again after work for another 35 minutes. And I think with that consistency, I'm going to see a big change over a period of time, because I'll be getting in an hour of exercise in a day, basically. I only do one time in the morning on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Saturday, they only have open swim from 7:45 until 9. And then on Wednesdays, my oldest goes to youth group. That's what I was trying to think. Goes to youth group. So, and it starts. I would have to drop him off 6:15, and there's no way that I could do being there from 5:30 to 6, and then be able to get home to pick him up and get him to youth group on time. That just wasn't going to happen. And I'm thinking, just having that break would be beneficial. One thing that I really need to buckle down on is getting my portions under control and get back into actually weighing and measuring out my food. I've been doing well with prepackaged stuff, because it'll say right on there, three slices of turkey is 60 calories. No big whoop. Two slices of bread is 70 calories. But when it comes to stuff like salad dressing, or when it comes to doing tacos, I'm not weighing the taco meat. I'm not measuring out the... Looks like I just got to end this podcast for now, but I will catch up with you a bit more next week. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. Take care.